Hello everyone, Raving Rendell with Flash in the Pan, and we've got vampires all over the place this week. Since I've been talking about cola all the damn time, I figured I'd see how many groups have the word vampire in them, and you really don't want to know. You really honestly don't want to know. I didn't make it past the first 20, and there were like 15 pages after that. And this was on GarageBand. I gave them a chance today because I've been going to MySpace so damn much lately. I figured, eh, what the heck, let's give somebody else a shot. I'm gonna, in fact, start right up here with, Yes I Do and Pinky by a couple of bands. So here we go.
Can rely on.
That was probably Vampires with Yes I Do. That group name's just kind of cute. The second group name is something about vampires and sluts, and don't ask me, I don't know. It seems like every time I run to every vampire name thing I found was just really stupid. So, some of the...
Excuse me, Mark, because I have no idea what vampires truly are.
Well, that, I think, is part of it. But I think that a lot of people think if you put vampire in the name somewhere, it automatically becomes cool.
No, it automatically becomes goth, didn't you know?
Well, that's, I think, what the other thing they're trying to go for, but I don't find it being pulled off very often. It's just noise, mostly.
Oh my god, it's vampire, it has to be goth.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter 2 years ago.
Yeah? Amanda went through that, didn't she?
She's still in it.
Well, she's smart enough to know that vampire doesn't automatically equal goth, though. She got over that. At least I thought she did. So.
I've been a vampire lover since before I was her age.
Well, yeah.
I've got a few years on her in that department.
I can't even remember when I first started getting into it.
I first started getting into it when Anne Rice published Interview with a Vampire and I fell in love with the book.
I've never read the book.
Oh, you're gonna have to. It's good. It's a damn sight better than the movie.
The movie is good.
The movie sucks if you read the book.
Well, most movies suck if you read the book.
I read the book when it first came out, so the movie was a big disappointment to me.
I mean, come on.
The only saving grace was Armand.
Well, of course.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes. He's nummy.
Damn straight, he's yummy.
You don't think he's yummy, you got eye problems. He's got a good voice, too.
Even straight guys think he's yummy, okay? Come on.
Yeah. I wonder if he's done any voice acting. I know
he
played a real weird cat at one point.
Yes, he did. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. But I don't know how...
He's done other voice acting. It's just off the top of my head as tired as I am. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, good point.
Someday.
Damn it. But yeah, I think that's funny as hell. Antonio Banderas is just one of those, no matter what gender you are, no matter what orientation you are, you have to admit...
Drool.
Yeah, he's hot. There's no getting around it. He's, like, universally hot.
Oh, damn straight.
But that's cool in a way, too.
Believe it or not, that's how I discovered Antonio Banderas when I sat down to watch Interview with the Vampire. He was the only character... There were two that riveted my attention. The other was also a vampire, played by Steven Rea.
Yeah, the idiot who ran the, he was nuts.
He always, Steven Rea is really good because he always plays a psycho, always, and he pulls it off so well you gotta wonder if the guy really is psycho.
I like the stat. I think he did such a funny...
Tom Cruise, please.
I'm not saying it was a perfect choice, but there were some moments that you just had to laugh at Lestat for how he was acting, because he was acting... Anybody attempting to act like that today would be pwned so quickly they wouldn't see it coming. But back then, they just kind of let him be. And so he was able to basically do whatever he wanted.
The way Tom Cruise pulled off the vampire Lestat, it sucked.
Well, yeah.
Oh my fucking god, it sucked. Lestat was about 10 times more stuck up. He was cold as ice. There was no sense of humor. The man had no sense of humor. For God's sakes, and through 5 fucking books, the man never got a sense of humor.
Well, no. What the... Oh, I thought somebody was...
Oh, good God, one of the newest angels.
I thought somebody was running around in a mouse avatar, because all I saw was the top of his hair and a little name tag. I'm like, what the fuck? How'd they get the avatar that small?
That hair, too. Doesn't look as good on me as this one does. Nah.
Oh, shut up. Vampire Nation and Vampire Circus coming at you with The Sting and Shadows. was Vampire Nation and Vampire Circus. Lots of... Most of... In fact, all of these today came from GarageBand. It's the first time I've looked over there in quite a while. I think I'm going to again. We'll see what we can find over there. It's a lot easier to tell who has songs and who doesn't over there. They have something that I wish MySpace would find a way to incorporate, in that they have the band art, the band name, then they have a link if there's a CD for them that you can buy, and then they have a play button next to the ones that have MP3s posted. So it made things a lot easier. And most of the artists are actually smart enough that if you go over and you look at most of them you can download the songs from. So you don't have to. I think there's only one I had to rip. And the only reason why I ripped it is because I was too damn lazy to sign in to download it. So I probably will download it later. Anyway, let's see here. Oh, for God's sake, who the hell's on the phone this time? Collect Corp, shut up. You never tell me anything anyway. Hi, we're trying to collect a bill that we won't tell you about, we won't tell you who it's from, but we just want money. Well, no. I have very little money of my own, damn it. I'm not going to give it to you without a good reason. So, shut up. Incidentally, we have, for Flash in the Pan, has a new site for the archive. It's fitp.podomatic.com, all lowercase, so go ahead and type that in sometime. Every show from first to last is on there, 39 shows, including this one. This is show 39. Doesn't seem possible, does it? So, I don't know. I'm thinking if once I hit like show 52 or something, I may take a break for a couple of weeks, because I would have done like 4 seasons worth of shows. I think that's pretty safe. I'll take a month off or something. It'd certainly be nice. Anyway. Coming up, we have Vampire Horses and Vampire Christ, and with Cold Knights and Glyph. So, we'll see what they got to say. just realized that those three alone take 20 minutes. So we're going to have... I'll sit here and babble for about 5 minutes, and then we'll go into the next two, and then I'll babble for another five, and then we'll be done. So that should work, considering I have my faithful co-MC here, who...
is having fun roaming her camera around the city to find out who the fuck's being stupid and shooting.
Oh, we got gunfire. Woo-hoo!
Oh, wait. Okay. Who the hell's up there? Sharda, who probably has no idea that the gate to heaven is gone. Spade with Lucas and Sharda.
Is the gate to heaven even there anymore?
No, it's not.
Ah, fun.
I am going to offer to rebuild heaven for her.
I liked how the second heaven turned out. I think it was a lot better.
I don't want to copy his, but I want something similar.
Yeah. I like the heaven's eye. I thought that was really cool. A huge-ass particle thing.
It wasn't particles, but, you know.
Yeah. Animated GIF or whatever.
No, that was... Oh, for the gate?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because the other end was prims. It wasn't textures.
Ah. Yes, we are...
Do you know this? Yes, I have a character that's an angel and goes to sleep in heaven.
Ooh, pretty picture, possibly.
It's Spade. It ain't pretty.
Oh, well, okay. Well, so much for that.
Oh.
Tari.
Tari changing clothes. Let's watch.
Oh.
I got you to hurt me.
Oh, she wouldn't. She's a...
Oh, Tari's a blessing. I love her to pieces.
She is cute. She's a visionary, I think. A seer or something.
Yeah, seer.
Yeah. Hey, they're listening. Yay. Cool, now we can confuse my parents, too.
Oh, boy. I always wanted to confuse your dad. Nah, not really. Suze is in the...
And we got more gunfire.
What in the fucking hell? I'm not getting my CCS, so shoot away, motherfuckers.
Oh, well, I don't... I can't even... They're running pretty dang good, because it keeps shifting quite a bit. The gunfire, or where it's coming from, anyway.
Let's go peek in and see what Suze is up to. In her notice my butt pants, anyway. She takes so much shit for the pants she wears. Ooh.
Building the missionary, it looks like.
Building the mission, yes.
I like that.
Damn, she's not wearing the see my butt pants.
Where does she get half of these textures? I'd love
to... She makes them. These are her personal Photoshop-made textures in this town, honey.
Oh, man.
You cannot buy them. She makes them.
Big Brother is listening to us, apparently.
Big Brother? Oh, good. Hope he has a laugh, too.
Well, probably. I'm going to have to...
Our CCS title. Tired, cross-eyed, and slightly undersexed. Be good.
Yeah. A tired and cross-eyed is bad enough for a GM. Undersexed for anybody on SL, and you want to run the other way. I know what I'm going to do to close out the show.
Maybe that's why she's not wearing her See My Butt pants.
I don't even know if I'd have it, Dad, so... Okay, we're going to... We've got a few minutes left. I'm going to bring up Vampire Beach Babes with Gothic Surferama, and then George Carlin with Pyramid of the Hopeless. And believe me, it is funny. So, listen up.
She's on. Say what you want about American folks. Yeah. You can say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want. You're going to have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them because you're in the television business now. You got the All Suicide Channel on cable TV. You need these people as viewers. You need people looking in. You got to worry about your ratings. You're going to have to be thinking about sweeps months. Most folks know what sweeps months are now. Those are the more important sweeps ratings months of the year when they put on all their biggest attractions and their hottest stars, try and pump the ratings up a little bit, get the local stations to adjust their advertising rates. You're going to have to compete with the mentality of network television. And I think on an all-suicide channel during sweeps months, you're going to have to go with mass suicides. Big public events where hundreds of people kill themselves all at the same time, right on live TV. And I've been wrestling with a way to do this. I've been trying to figure this out. I swear to God, this is the truth. I've been trying to figure this part of it out for 6 months now. And I only recently haven't, so I'm going to tell you about it. Now, we're going to have lots and lots of people to kill themselves on demand. How are we going to do this? That's the question. How are we going to get large numbers of people to commit suicide at a time and place of our choosing? And I mean large numbers, because don't forget, besides sweeps, we're going to have to be thinking about 24-hour-a-day programming. So to make this work, we need organization. You need a system. Can't just sit around the studio all day long and wait for people to drop by and commit suicide. What we have to do is build up a large pool of hopeless people. Suicide volunteers, people with no hope, people whom society has given up on, fate has given up on, or who have given up on themselves. Rock bottom, dead end, totally fucked up people with no hope and no reason to live. And we got our share of them, folks. Think of it as a pyramid. That'll give you a visual fix on it. Think of it as a pyramid. The pyramid of the hopeless. We're going to start building this pyramid at the very base, naturally. And the bottom layer is going to be homeless people. God knows we got plenty of them. Nobody gives a fuck about them. Nobody's taking them care. Nobody's got a plan. Nobody's got any money. Nobody's got a program. Nobody gives a fuck about homeless people. We don't know how many we have even. We know 500,000 of them are veterans because we're so good to the veterans in this country. And we know about 1,400,000 of them are children. So we got 1.5 million children. And then God knows how many more we got. Totally fucking hopeless. In the pyramid they go. Now, the next group we're going to put in here is these are the people in prison with these long sentences they've been given. Many of them deserved. I'll grant you that. I'm sure half the people in prison are in there for things they really did. That's not a bad average, 1 out of 2. But nobody gives a shit about these people. Nobody's going to hire them if they do get out. They're never going to get out. Rehabilitation doesn't work. And the judge is giving these fucking draconian sentences, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100-year sentences, life term, double life. One guy, about a month ago, was given 3 consecutive life terms plus 2 death penalties. How the fuck do you serve that? Even David Copperfield can't do that shit. In order to do that, you'd have to be a Hindu. And then you got the people on death row, they ain't going anywhere. In the fucking pyramid they go. Now the next layer, this group is self-selected. Self-selected and a bit controversial to some ears, I guess. These are these people who claim to be depressed, okay? Apparently in this land of plenty, this richest nation in the history of the world, we're so proud of saying that. Some supermarkets have 100,000 items in them. We have 19 million Americans claiming to be depressed. And some of them take medicine for it. Sometimes the medicine makes one of them commit suicide, and that depresses the shit out of the rest of them. Then you have these people who only think they're depressed. They think they're depressed because they saw the commercial on TV and the doctor looked like a good guy. The music sounded kind of peppy, and what the fuck, some of these pills will probably just pick me right up. Totally fucking hopeless mindset in the fucking pyramid. Up at the very top, we are going to put the people who are truly sick. The terminally ill, unfortunately, no hope for a lot of them. Hundreds of thousands of them, there's no cure for what they have. Some of them, there's no cure because nobody's looking for one. They ain't enough people sick with it, so there ain't no money in the fucking cure. Then there's people who've got, there's a cure, but they don't have the money for it. There's another one, there's a cure, but they're too far gone. There's other ones, there's a cure, but there's no social means to get to it. So these people ain't going anywhere. They should be allowed to commit suicide. Boom! In the fucking pyramid they go. Now, think of what you got here, folks. Think of yourself as the executive vice president of programming at the All Suicide Channel. Think of what you have to work with in the pyramid of the hopeless. You have homeless, imprisoned, condemned, depressed, and terminally ill people. And I'm going to bet you anything. In this depraved culture of ours, bet you anything. With the reality show mentality we have on the All Suicide Channel, you could get 500 of these hopeless people to hold hands and jump into the Grand Canyon. I'll fucking bet you. I'll fucking bet you could get that done in this country right now. I'll bet you. For money, for money, for money. You got to give them something. You know, you got to... Oh, shit, they're Americans. They're for sale. Give them a little something. Americans will do anything, but you got to give them a toaster, don't you? Give them a little prize of some kind. Everybody wants a gizmo. Give them a gizmo. Give them a cell phone. Give them a laptop. Give them a cell phone, takes a picture of a laptop. Give them a laptop, takes a picture of a cell phone. Give them one of them three-wheel vehicles. Give them an all-terrain vehicle. Give them one of them riding lawnmowers. Give them a snowblower. Give them an outdoor barbecue or a jet ski. Give them one of those things they buy for themselves when they're trying to take their minds off how badly they're getting fucked by the system. I know what you do. Just before these people jump, you give them a hat with a camera in it. And you tell them it's jump cam. Tell them you'll send video home to the family. T-shirt. Who don't want a T-shirt? Everybody does. Give them a nice T-shirt. I committed suicide and all I got was a stupid fucking T-shirt. All right. Now, if you want to really raise the profile of this promotion, get some of those evangelical Christians to volunteer for it, and you call it Jump for Jesus. Jump for Jesus. They would bite. They would go for it. Hey, you got to be fair. Got to be fair about these Christians. They come in for a lot of abuse these days. So you do have to be fair. All a Christian really wants out of life is to die and go see Jesus. Give him a helping hand. Do the Christian thing. Tell him it's a shortcut to heaven. Mention the word martyr. Works on the Muslims, works on the Catholics. Might work with these folks. You never know. Hey, I know. Give him a little encouragement. Go on, you fanatical fuck. He's down there. He's down there. He's down there. He's at the bottom of the canyon. Look for the man with the glowing head. Oh, you could have a lot of fun with a channel like that. But you know something, folks? Maybe you don't want to be on cable. Maybe you don't want to be on cable. It is a limited audience. You might want to widen out and get more people looking in. You're going to have to go to the broadcast networks, one of the big broadcast networks. And I don't know about you, but when I think about suicide and broadcast network television, I'm thinking Fox, huh? I'm telling you, Fox. People at Fox ain't sitting around having meetings on an idea like this. They ain't doing their goddamn jobs over there. So you put this thing on television and put it on Fox. And if you do, get Budweiser to sponsor it. Budweiser sponsor. Well, you know, Budweiser and a whole bunch of car companies, so people can be thinking about drinking and driving at the same time. Isn't that fun? Isn't it fun to watch the sporting events on American television? Drink this, drive that. Fuck you. They don't care. They don't give a shit about you. And then every now and then they qualify the whole message. Drink responsibly. So you put this thing on Fox, and if you do, or on any broadcast network, you're going to have to bring in that younger audience. Everybody knows that. That's what the advertisers are looking for, is these 18 to 24-year-olds. You're going to have to get young people interested in this. You know how you get young people interested in suicide? You don't call it suicide. You call it extreme living. They would go for it. Listen, young people are attracted to suicide in the first place. Did you know suicide is the third leading cause of death between 15 and 24? It's third. Ninth in the general population. That'll give you an idea how popular this is.
Sorry about that. I forgot that just kind of ends. That's the problem with George Carlin. When he's on a tirade, he'll just kind of stop. And then he'll switch gears and you won't see it coming. So, I'll have to go see if I can find the rest of that. That took a lot less time than it was supposed to. So, we've got... Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how much time we have until I gotta start up the last song. I think about 5 or 6. So, I know what I'm going to do. Give everybody who didn't hear Rendell's ravings a snicker. I'm going to read that National Tuna Scam thing.
The what?
The Nigerian Tuna Scam.
If you say so, honey. Whatever you're on, I want some.
Oh, I'm not on anything. Somebody came up with this on their own. I don't know.
They could make a mint producing whatever it is they're smoking.
Oh, they sure as hell could. Let me see. Okay, for those of you who didn't hear Rendell's ravings yesterday, it is on this too, and I'll put the link to it on The Flash in the Pan too. It's a LiveJournal entry that I found through a group called Kitty Picks, because there is a pic of the kitty in there. And this this is just cute. It's for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there's a scam email that goes around from a supposedly Nigerian president or whatnot saying, I've been deposed, I got billions of dollars, and I need your bank account to safely transfer it to America. Or something along those lines. Well, somebody found or came up with a parody of it. And title is, I Am Fluffy, A Kitten's Guide to the Nigerian Tuna Spam. And it's addressed from Fluffy at the Lagos Cat Pound, Nigeria. Dear friend, I am Fluffy, the favorite kitten of the late president of Nigeria. As you know, my late master was very, very rich man, and he left me all his tuna. But as a kitten, I'm not allowed to have a fridge of my own. My good friend, there are many fishies, and without more fridges, tuna go bad. I eat as many as I can, but I, small kitten, and much sick. I can imagine. So I write to you, my very good friend, as your name is well known in Nigeria, as a goodly person with many fridges. If you help store my tuna, I give you 20%, 20 American per cents, of each fish, including heads. Please be writing back soon, weather hot, and there are many bad cats looking with the eyes at my fishies. Your good friend, Fluffy. And there's a cute little picture of a tabby cat at the bottom. Now, what's even better is people have had their cats replying to it. So, one person came back, and it's anonymous, damn it. I would really love to know who did this. Dear Fluffy, I love tuna and can eat lots of it because I'm a very big kitten and my mom's got a very big fridge. Where can I put my prop print, Yummily Billy Boy? So Fluffy comes back, or the person playing Fluffy, I'm assuming the guy who posted this is the one who came up with it. My dear Billy Boy, I'm very pleased to hear your glad news now. Please give me location of your mom's very big fridge and when she not be there, and I will send you many, 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 many fish. Remember to leave cat door unlocked. Your very good friend, Fluffy. There was another response yesterday when I read it, but Fluffy hadn't gotten back to that one yet. We'll see if they have. Yes. It is with my utmost happiness that I wish to offer you many fridges for the 20% American for your fish. We are very happy that you have finally contacted us and wish to proceed with a forthcoming fridge/fish exchange. In our country, you are widely known to be a kitten of good standing, obtaining the best fishies possible. And they still haven't responded. That's the only two responses. But I saw that the other day, and this was after I was just waking up in the morning. I had checked my mail, I checked my webcomics, I was going through my LJ, and I just started snickering. It's like, oh my god. This is good. This is really good. I'm tempted to make a webpage out of it and put up the link to it and put up the responses so far, because that is just priceless. But I figured I'd share that with everybody today. That way the people who didn't hear it yesterday can hear it today. So I am... What have we got? Yeah, I've got about 30 seconds left, because I've got a huge-ass song coming up. FITP at Podomatic.com if you want... Hey! If you want... Speaking of cats, if you want to get in touch with me, or rendellsravings@yahoo.com. So I will catch you all later, and last up is DJ Vampire G. So enjoy. Wow.